What happened to America? The same thing. We have followed the footsteps of ancient Israel in its fall. At the height of blessing in the 20th century, we turned away from God. Slowly and subtly at first, and it's not that it's just one moment, but there are key landmarks, like removing prayer from the schools. That was once a big thing. Now it's hard for us to even imagine that teachers would lead the children in prayers to God. But then it was radical to do what they did. We drove God out of our, first subtly, then it became, now it's manifesting full force. We drove God out of our public squares, out of our government, out of our schools, out of our life, out of our culture. We embraced and promoted sexual immorality, just as Israel did. What is of sin, we called good. What is of God, we have called evil. We have killed not thousands of children, we have killed 60 million children in abortion. We now see signs of the persecution of the righteous coming, canceling, boycotting, castigating, prosecuting. You can see it becoming evident in the 1960s, but it has not stopped. It has advanced. Even with conservative presidents, the culture has continued. It's like a ball on top of a hill that starts rolling very slowly and then gets more and more momentum. So it's racing, and that's where we are now. America's racing. Things that would have shocked us years ago cause a flood of outrage and uproar now barely get any notice. It's as if now America is at war with America, at least what America was. And the nation that's called by the name America is not the same nation that most of us, or many of us, were born into.